Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce Director Lily White to discuss Great Northwest Day, which will be taking place next Monday through Wednesday. Lily, go ahead and talk a little bit about what Great Northwest Day is all about for people who don't quite know what it is.
Great Northwest Days is a grassroots effort that 19 counties take part in. We go down to the Capitol and we talk to our legislators about different priorities up here in the Great Northwest region. And we take constituents and elected officials to kind of familiarize them with the way our state legislator works. So it's a way for us to create relationships and communication between both our elected officials and other statewide elected officials and our community.
So this year is obviously different because they're shifting to a virtual format for Great Northwest Day, and that's because of COVID-19. Do you think this means that more people will be able to see what Great Northwest Day is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So normally, Great Northwest Days is very much just whoever can take the time to be at the actual event, which normally Maryville and Nottoway County have a pretty good showing. We're anywhere between 50 and 70 people. So obviously being virtual means that we're going to be going on Facebook Live, we're going to be doing Zoom, we're doing some different speaking engagements with elected officials and with Governor Parson. So everyone will get the opportunity to be a part of the conversation this year, which is exciting.
And how can people watch virtually?
So it will be all on Facebook Live. After it's on Facebook Live, we'll have it recorded, so it can be posted in other areas as well. But the most direct way will be through Facebook Live on the Great Northwest Day at the Capitol Facebook page. Our chamber will also share it, which is just the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. And our economic development arm here in Nottoway County will share it as well.
We're talking with Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce Director Lily White about Great Northwest Day. You talked a little bit earlier about how in the past you and others travel down to Jefferson City for Great Northwest Day and talk with lawmakers about the needs of people in the 19-county region. So I assume that COVID-19 will probably be one of those things discussed, but what are some of the other topics that you're looking to relay to lawmakers?
So we do different priorities every year. This year we have four. It is ensuring end-of-the-road high-speed broadband, which became very visibly important this year with so many students working on their education from home and so many workers working from home. Not everyone in our county and in our region has the ability to have high-speed broadband, which dramatically affects their ability to work from home. We also are taking down information about quality water, sustained funding for the COVID-19 recovery and reopening our regional and community assets. So that can be anything from funding from the state, as was happening last year with the CARES Act, to just ensuring that different areas of our state have the ability to be open right now. And another big area that we're talking about is increasing full access to primary care and mental health. We've obviously seen some changes at our hospital here in Maryville. We're very fortunate to have Mosaic and to have the health care options that we have. Not everywhere in our region has that. So we're going to make sure that there's support and funding, and the legislator offers an opportunity for that to be successful across our state. And as always, especially here in Maryville, we know the importance of higher education. So support, one of our priorities is supporting innovation within rural education, early childhood, K-12, higher education, and community colleges. So that affects everything. I mean, obviously here we have a need for more early childhood and higher education support. So those are some things that are our priorities this year. Obviously, those priorities don't get set and then happen overnight, so we've always been in support of the higher education. We have two universities in the Great Northwest region and a state college, not to mention all of the tech schools that we have and high schools. So that is a big one that we kind of maintain throughout the years.
So for people who maybe still aren't seeing why this is a big deal, or maybe aren't seeing the big picture, what are some tangible things that have come out of Great Northwest Days in the past that, you know, you and others can say is truly an accomplishment?
Part of it is, honestly, the communication and the relationships is so important. A majority of our legislators are coming from areas that are urban, and so to be from Kansas City and understand that not everyone has high-speed internet yet, where everyone in their district does, it's important to go tell those stories. So that's a really big one, and it's a hard thing to quantify. But giving the legislators from other areas of our state a name and a face to be a part of that conversation is really important. Other things we've worked on that are legislation, we're a part of the water projects that happened for Big Lake State Park. Also, some highway developments between St. Joseph and Cameron. Really, there's so much. The windmill projects have taken a ton of legislation, and we help open the doors for some of those projects with our legislators, as well as the high-speed internet. A lot of the high-speed internet stuff that's coming out of our communities is due to legislative work, and United Fiber is both a locally owned business that got the opportunity to be in that room, and also it's still a need here. So it's hard to quantify some of the things as we are grassroots. We're not the ones down there beating down the doors every single day, but we know that those are things that we've kept at the forefront of legislators' minds, and Dan Hegman, our senator, as well as other legislators at the state, commonly refer to our area of the state as the Great Northwest. So we know that this event works, and we couldn't take the year off. So it's kind of a combination of everything, but higher education is a big one as well. Just sustaining the funding for those universities is such a huge deal to our area.
Okay, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So you can check out the Great Northwest Day at the Capitol Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/Great Northwest Day, and that has both information about the priorities right now as well as information about our speakers. All that information will also be shared on the Chamber Facebook page as we near the date, so make sure you're checking out both of those areas for more information, and join us February 1st through the 3rd on Facebook as we do this event virtually.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that was Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce Director Lily White talking about Great Northwest Day, which starts next Monday and runs through next Wednesday. This has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner.